弟兄姐妹朋友们，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, friends, peace be unto you.
啊，我想今天是一个非常让人喜乐的日子啊。
This is a day that causes great joy.
啊，不光我们每个主日能够来到这位伟大的神面前。
Not only every Sunday are we able to come to be in the presence of this great and awesome God.
啊，我们今天有九位弟兄姊妹要受浸归到主的名下。
There are nine brothers and sisters who will be baptized in the name of the Lord today.
我相信我们每一个人这一生里面一定有很多让我们很喜乐的事情。
And I know in our lifetime there are many things that will cause us great joy.
虽然心理学家统计过一个小小孩每天大概平均笑400次。
Psychologist tells us on average a little child smiles or laughs about 400 times a day.
大人一天平均只笑15次了。
And when you become an adult, you probably smile about 15 times a day.
好像我们很多的喜乐被剥夺了，失去了。
A lot of the joy has been robbed of us.
但是我决定相信，在我们人生里面有很多的事情，我们觉得非常的快乐。
And then I know there are many things in our life that would cause us great joy.
但是如果你再去深一层的思想的话
，But if you take another step and think a little deeper，
如果请你挑出三件事情
，If I were to ask you to pick out three of them。
是你这一生你觉得 你最得意最想要一直拥有的三件事情。
The three things that you always long for, you always desire to possess.
就是如果你再活一次的话。
Again, if you could live your life again.
你会放哪三件事情
?What would be those three things?
你可能希望还是活在一个这么好的家庭。
And maybe you still desire to live in a wonderful family.
你可能希望我能够永远健健康康 ,muscle man.
I will always be healthy, I'd be very strong and full of muscles.
可能你们都会 有自己的想法。
Everybody, you may have your own thoughts.
但是我决定相信，几乎所有的基督徒一定会把信耶稣放在这三件事情中间一个。
And I believe for every Christian to become a believer in Jesus Christ would be among the three.
尤其如果你是真正的一个重生得救的基督徒，你几乎都会把它放在第一个，放在第一位。
And especially if you are truly a born again Christian, this would be number one in that list.
所以我希望，如果我们今天中间有还没有信耶稣的朋友在这里的话，这件事情是值得我们去思想的。
And I want to say to all of you who are maybe haven't come to faith in Jesus Christ today, this is something you should ponder and think about.
因为我刚才的那个问题，你问一万个人，一万个人可能有一万个不同的答案。
Because the question that I just posed, you ask 10,000 people, they would have 10,000 different answers.
但是你如果问了一万个、十万个、一百万个基督徒，他几乎第一位都说，我还是要信耶稣。
If you ask 10,000, 100,000, a million Christians, every one of them, they will say, I want to believe in Jesus.
这是非常值得我们注意的事情。
It is something that we should pay attention to.
而且你几乎听不到一个真正的基督徒他会后悔信耶稣信得太早了。
You will never come across a Christian who's truly genuine and believe in the Lord that would say, ah, I wish I didn't believe in Jesus so soon.
大家几乎都会想到我信得太晚了。
Every single one of them would say, oh, I wish I'd known Jesus earlier.
所以这就是我们今天想跟大家介绍的这个题目。
And this is the theme, this is the message we want to present to you today.
是什么原因让所有的人在地上 就活这么一趟。
What causes everyone as we live this one, this life once?
而会让那些基督徒这么珍惜他们所找到的信仰。
That the Christians would treasure so much of the faith that they have found.
并不代表基督徒没有困难，不会受到苦难。
It is not to say Christians do not have trials and difficulties.
但是可贵的就是在于你也看到基督徒经历了很多的苦难。
But what's precious is as you see Christians go through the same trials and tribulations.
但是他们却那么喜乐的是愿意跟你分享他们所认识的耶稣。
But they would have such great joy to come and share with you the Christ whom they have known.
刚才的诗歌第一开始是 joy to the world. 这个神把喜乐赐给了世界上的人。
So right at the beginning of our singing, we say joy to the world because God desired to give such great joy to the world.
这个最大的喜乐就是借着这一位孩子，有一个孩子赐给了我们。
And this great joy is because a son has been given unto us.
今年一下子又到年底了啊。
Very quickly, we could come to the end of the year.
我每次想到这个都很着急，因为时间过得真的很快。
Every time I come to the end of the year, I begin to worry a little bit because I find that time goes by so quick.
12月大家都在庆祝圣诞节，有人用圣诞老公公 来形容一生的短暂。
And we come into the season of Christmas, and a lot of people will use Santa Claus to describe our lives. The stages of our life.
第一个阶段就是相信有圣诞老公公。
The very first stage of our life is that we actually believe there's a Santa Claus.
如果你的孩子还相信圣诞有老公公的话，你现在把他耳朵塞住一下。
If you find that your child in the room that still believes in Santa, please cover their ears.
那第二个阶段就是不相信有圣诞老公公。
The second stage is I no longer believe there's a Santa Claus.
那么到了第三个阶段呢，就是自己要来扮演圣诞老公公。
And the third stage is I become Santa Claus.
就是表示你有孩子了。
It means you have children now.
那第四个阶段呢，自己长得像个圣诞老公公。
The third stage is you pretend to be, and the fourth stage is you actually look like Santa Claus.
肚子也胖起来了，白头发白了，胡子长了。
Your gut's getting a little bigger. You got a little more beer, hair is getting white.
好，你可以把儿子的耳朵打开来了。
Okay, now you can unplug the ears of those who still believe in Santa.
这时间真的过得很快啊。
So we know time goes by very, very quickly.
那如果你回想你这一年，到底最大的收获、最大的长进到底是什么？
If you think back to this past year, what is your greatest gain? What have you acquired the most?
可能有的人银行存款增加了。
Some people would say my bank account has increased.
有的人是体重增加了。
Some people say I've gained a little more weight.
有的人像我一样白头发增加了。
Some people like myself, more gray hair.
可能有人是觉得我知识增加了，现在 AI 帮助我很多。
Some people say that I've gained more knowledge. AI has been a tremendous help for me.
但是弟兄姊妹，到底有什么东西的增加会成为在你回答我刚刚的那个问题？也会你把它列在其中。
But I want to ask everybody, what gain have you acquired this year that would be numbered among the three of the questions that I asked everyone earlier?
我真的巴不得所有还没有信耶稣的人能够早一点接受这么美好、这么伟大的救主啊。
My earnest desire is that all those who have not yet come to know Jesus Christ, that you will receive such a wonderful Savior.
我们先来看一下今天的主题经文。
Let's come and look at the scripture for today.
刚刚开头的片头也帮我们放过，我们一起来念，好不好
？Let's read it together.
有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩上，他名称为奇妙、赦世、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。我们英文一起也读一遍，好不好
？Let's read it in English one more time.For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. For his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
这句话太宝贵了哈。
Brothers and sisters, this verse is so precious.
我想十二月，特别在美国、在欧美，你会看到各地都在庆祝圣诞节。
Here in America and in Europe, everywhere you look, everybody's celebrating Christmas.
大家庆祝到一个地步，把它当作是美国文化的一部分。
And we celebrate it to the extent that it's become the culture here in America.
你到处都看到有马槽的图片，有小婴孩的图片。
You see images of the manger. You see the images of babe.
所以我今天的重点不是不讲有一婴孩为我们而生。
The focus today is not that a child is born today.
我想更多放在有一子赐给我们。
But I want to focus on the phrase unto us a son is given.
因为这个婴孩不仅为我们生啊。
So this child not only was he born for us.
他对我们每一个人的意义是太重大的一件事情。
The purpose and the meaning that he has for each of us is too great.
他决定不是只有在十二月的时候。
It is not just.That significance doesn't just happen in the month of December.
我想你在很多地方可以看到说Jesus is the reason for this season.
A lot of time you will hear and see this phrase, Jesus is the reason for the season.
讲到耶稣是这个季节的中心，是整个季节欢乐的原因。
But Jesus is the center. He's the reason why we celebrate in the season.
但是绝对不是为了这个 holiday.
But I will tell everybody, it is not for the purpose of the holiday itself.
它是整个人类的福音，好消息。
It is the gospel for all mankind.
它是整个人类受造的一个很重要的目的。
It is the very purpose by which we are created and made.
所以你从这一句话里面
，So from this particular verse,
你从一个小小的婴孩
，from a baby.
圣经给他的介绍
And the introduction that the scripture has given him.
说到他的名字称为奇妙
That he, His name shall be called Wonderful.
你有没有碰到一个人的名字叫 Wonderful?
Have you ever come across anyone by the name of Wonderful?
那就算他取名字叫 Wonderful, 他也不见得配得叫 Wonderful.
Maybe he has the name Wonderful. Maybe you come to realize he's not so wonderful.
但是你却发现我们基督徒一直在唱说 He is a wonderful Savior.
And we keep saying all those who are Christian continue to praise He is a wonderful Savior.
他给我们的恩典，给我们的爱，给我们各方面。太 wonderful 了
His grace, His love in every aspect of our life is truly wonderful.
所以当你要去形容、像尼加拉瓜大瀑布啊 Grand Canyon、这种美丽的景色 你词穷讲不出来的时候你可能就讲 wonderful, magnificent.
And when you're at the Niagara Fall, when you're standing before the Grand Canyon, you're without words and maybe your best description that, oh man, this is wonderful.、
所以基督徒不知道怎么介绍这位就叫他 wonderful.
So Christians, we don't know how to describe the Savior, so we merely come and say he is wonderful.
他我今天重点不在这一节哈，又叫 counselor.
But he's also the counselor.
我们最好的老师，最好的帮助。
He is our best teacher. He is our best counsel.
然后底下我要讲的。
And then this is what I want to follow.
就是后面这三个形容。
The description that is to come.
竟然跟这个小小的婴孩发生关系。
Has something to do with this little baby.
全能的神。
He is the mighty God.
Mighty God, 宇宙中只有一位神。
There is only but one mighty God.
我不管你是无神论的背景，或是台湾多神论的背景，或是你对神怎么看，宇宙中就是有一位神。
Whether you're atheistic or you're pluralistic or polytheism, there, of all the universe, there is one true God.
我们没有时间现在去从科学、从天文学去跟大家证明这件事。
I don't have the time to prove to you from the perspective of science and literature.
因为我最近在讲道里面，对不起，我常常讲到这件事情啊。
And oftentimes I use this particular illustration.
因为我也上网查了很多的资料，讲到到底宇宙有多大。
And oftentimes I go and study on the online to see how big really is the universe.
你们不用替威廉紧张，我会告诉他。
You guys don't worry for me. Pastor, you will tell me the translation, the numbers.
我们说过我们所在的银河系。
And we talk about the Milky Way, the solar system that we're in.
光银河系至少有100个到400个 billion, 就是1000亿到4000亿个 star, 星球。
There are 100 to 400 billion stars just within the Milky Way.
光我们小小的太阳系只有一个 star, 太阳，其他只是行星而已。
In our solar system, there's only but one star, the sun.
而银河系至少有1000亿个到4000亿个 star 恒星。
And in the Milky Way, our solar, not our solar system. The Milky Way has 100 to 400 billion stars.
而整个宇宙到底有多少个像银河系这样子的 galaxies 呢？
And the entire universe, how many galaxies does it possess?
我上次跟大家讲过了哈，一兆到两兆，就是。1,000 to 2,000 billion.
Trillion.
有这么多个像银河系的。
1 to 2 trillion galaxies like the Milky Way.
你觉得它自己变出来的吗
？Some would say they just came to be.
现在不光是数量这么多，它能够这么样子的有秩序。而且平衡的，光太阳系你就解决不完的。
And not only is there so many, but just looking at our solar system, the way it orbits, the balance of the system, there's order in this design.
所以当人说没有神的时候，神在天上嗤笑他们。
And when man says there is no God, God laughs.
神不需要去跟你争辩他的存在，他是自由。拥有的神
God does not need to argue with man. He exists from everlasting to everlasting.
他太伟大了。
He is so great.
圣经上说，整个宇宙他说有就有了。
And the scripture tells us that at the word of his command, the universe came to be.
人类天文学家到今天还在那里继续发现到底有多大。我昨天又再去问了 AI， 他说没有人可以回答，因为 一直在发现新的。
Cosmologists continue to study how great, how big is the universe. I search on AI and the response is we do not know today because we continue to discover new things.
不要把我们的眼睛注意力只是放在婴潮一个小孩子，大家送送礼物庆祝一下。
Let's not put our attention, our focus on a baby and a trough and just we give gifts to one another and celebrate the season.
这个婴孩太伟大了。
This child is so great.
圣经上形容他，他就是那位全能的神。
The scripture tells us, you read it, he is the mighty God.
他就是那位永在的父。
He is the everlasting Father.
他也就是那位和平的君。
He is the Prince of Peace.
这位伟大的神为了我们2000年前来到地上。
This great and awesome God, 2000 years ago, for our sake, came into this world.
就是我们所传的耶稣基督。
And it is Jesus Christ whom we are preaching today.
他来把福音带给我们，把和平带给我们。
He came to bring us a great good news and bring us peace.
让我们可以恢复跟神之间该有的关系。
That we may be reconciled with God.
人要跟这么伟大的神建立关系，如果不是神肯跟我们建立关系，我跟你说，连门都没有。
If man wants to restore this relationship with God and he does not desire, there is no way to approach him.
不信你就到我们附近旁边这几个大公司，说要跟 CEO 坐下来喝杯咖啡，你看他会不会有空跟你喝咖啡？
If you don't believe this, just go around go to some of the major companies and say, I'd like to talk to your CEO and sit down with a cup of coffee, see if you get a chance to do so.
不是前两天报纸还报，连这个 NVIDIA 的董事长杰森黄说他怕公司倒闭，他一个礼拜七天，天天上班，圣诞节。Thanksgiving 都要上班。
The CEO of NVIDIA says that he was worried about the company may not be progressing or may actually fall, so he needs to work every single day, including Christmas and New Year's Day.
他成为全世界第一家公司达到五兆，又是多少 ？5,000 billion 的公司。
The very first company that has reached $5 trillion in its assessment.
整个 AI 的。这个领头羊啊、
He is the head of the development of AI.
但是活在这么多的压力和紧张底下，他才没空管你。
And he's under such tremendous pressure. Do you think he would want to sit down and have a cup of coffee with you?
这位伟大的神竟然称我们为他的儿女，他不仅仅愿意跟我们建立关系。
This awesome God yet calls us.His children. He not only desires to have a relationship with us.
他成为我们慈爱的天父，永在的父，成为我们的父。
He became our everlasting Father, our loving Father.
他来亲自为我们流血舍命，为了解决人类罪的问题。
Jesus Christ came and shed His blood to deal with the issue of sin.
今天整个地上有这么多的劳苦愁烦、征战惊慌、天灾。不公义的事情，犯罪的事情，圣经上早就告诉我们为什么有这些。
All the ugliness, all the trials, all the injustice, all the things that you're seeing that is terrible in the world, Scripture already told us that is happening in the world.
就是人要当自己的主人，人犯罪得罪了神。
The moment man says, I want to be my own Lord and Master, then we begin to offend what God has done.
当人不要神的时候，圣经上说，整个世界伏在恶者的手下。
When man rejects God, the scripture tells us that the entire world is under the sway of the evil one.
所以你看到地上有多少让人痛苦的事情。
And you see so many things in this world that causes us great pain.
所以人需要耶稣。
So people need Jesus.
所以我们不光在这里庆祝他的圣诞。
And not only do we celebrate this holy birth.
我们希望来认识这个儿子到底是什么。
We want to understand.Who exactly is this son?
所以说我说整个基督教它的核心讲到两件事情。
The centrality of the Christian belief speaks of two things.
一个讲到关系，一个讲到生命。
Number one is relationship. Number two is life.
就是这位神他来寻找拯救我们这些在最终失迷的人。
This God who came to seek and rescue those who are lost.
好，借着他流的血洗净我们所有的罪。
Through the shedding of his blood,Cleansed us of all sins.
让我们可以坦然地来到这位圣洁的神面前。
That bold and boldly we can come before this holy God.
我知道很多人都不喜欢听罪罪罪罪。
And I know a lot of people don't want to hear or the mentioning of sin.
但是我跟你说，就是因为大家都不喜欢听， 因为没有人可以解决它。
The reason why we all don't want to hear about it because nobody can resolve or deal with sin.
没有人可以胜过它。
No one can overpower sin.
圣经不是说你犯了偷窃、杀人、奸淫才叫罪人，而是你里面的生命就是有罪的生命。
What the scripture tells us is not just of the things that you've done to kill someone, to steal from someone, but you possess a life that is within you that is sin.
小孩你不用教他自私，他会自私；你不用教他怎么撒谎，他会撒谎。
A little child, you don't need to teach him how to be selfish. You don't need to teach him how to lie, but those come to be.
因为罪的性情已经在人的里面。
Because the very nature of sin rests within us.
所以需要耶稣来流出宝血洁净我们。
So we need Jesus to come. We need his precious blood to deal with the sins.
所以罪能够被解决是一件太大的喜乐。
So it's a great joy if sin can be dealt with.
所以有人说你要找罪人的话到教会找，因为教会每个人都说我是罪人。
I mean, a lot of people will say if you want to find sinners, go to the church because everyone at church will admit that we are sinners.
你要找圣人的话到法院去找，因为每一个人都说我没有罪。
If you want to find those who are righteous, go to the court because everyone says I did not do anything wrong.
那什么原因让基督徒甚至这么德高望重的他都承认他是罪人？
And what causes every Christian to admit and to acknowledge that we are sinners?
因为这个是不需要争辩的。
Because this is not something that we need to argue over.
你夜深人静安静的时候去面对自己里面的本性，你就知道人是罪人。
And that quiet, dark moment of the night when you face yourself, you know who you are.
很多淫乱的思想、贪心的思想、可怕的思想，你根本不敢用 video 放出来给人看。
Those adulterous thoughts, those things that are evil that are populating your thinking, you would not dare that those things would be displayed for all to see.
所以耶稣来第一件事情，他要恢复人跟神之间该有的关系。
So number one, when Jesus came, he wants to restore the relationship, the rightful relationship we have with God.
而且是个人的关系。
That is every individual relationship with God.
所以我这么渺小的人，竟然可以跟我刚才说的宇宙这么伟大的主宰。建立个人的关系。
As such a puny person like myself, I can have a personal relationship with the most awesome God.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
耶稣来，他把他的生命给我们。
Jesus Christ came, he gave us his life.
来取代我们那个犯罪、自私、败坏的生命。
That his life would replace the sinful life within us.
让我们在这样子的一个新的生命里面可以过新的生活。
That with this new life, we could have a new living.
这是整个基督教两个最核心的真理。
These are the two core truths within the Christian belief.
我在台湾长大。
I grew up in Taiwan.
台湾是多神论的。
Taiwan is actually polytheism.
什么东西你只要把它当神就可以当神。
Whatever you treat as God, it could be God.
一个很大的石头你可以把它当神拜。
A big huge rock, you can bow down and worship it as God.
我带 David Aaron, 我们回台湾在横贯公路山里面一棵大树底下也有人在拜那个树。
And we were, I took Aaron and David back to Taiwan. We were driving through the highway. There was a big, huge tree, and immediately they saw someone bowing and worshiping before that tree.
所以人在这里想要找到一个可以依靠的。
And man wants to find something, someone that they can rely on.
所以当我跟别人传福音的时候
，So whenever I share the gospel with someone,
别人都说：“哎呀，宗教都是好的啦。
”And everybody will tell me, all religion is teaching us to do good.
他劝人行善，给人寄托。
It teaches us how to do good and give us something to lean on to rely on.
这就是一般的宗教。
And that is the generality of religion.
我跟你说，如果基督教也是这样子所谓的宗教的话，我们不会邀你来教会。
I will tell you, if Christianity is exactly the same, there's no reason why you would be invited to the church because there's tons of religion in the world.
你还需要人家告诉你什么叫做劝人行善，叫你行善吗？
Do you still need someone to tell you what, how to do good?
难道你知道的、懂的、听的、爸爸妈妈教给你的还不够你活吗？
Is it not enough what you have heard, what you have received from your parents for you to live out your life that way?
圣经正好告诉我们，没有善的，没有义人，一个都没有。
The scripture tells us very boldly, very clearly, there is none that is righteous, not even one.
你可以立志行善，可是行出来由不得自己。
You can will to do what is good, but you cannot do what is good.
好，所以今天我们在这里传福音，关系和生命，这是我们的核心啊。
So again, when we come here and share the gospel, the relationship and the life is the centrality of the message.
因为整个基督教它其实不是宗教，它是讲到信仰的。
And I want to say to everyone, Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship of faith.
信仰是要解决受造的人跟造物主之间该有的关系。
And this faith resolves the relationship that we ought to have between us and our Creator God.
宗教解决不了这个问题。
Religion cannot resolve that.
而且很多宗教的教主从来不敢称自己是神。
And every religion in this world would not dare to call themselves God.
所以我们基督徒在这里传福音是要帮助我们的亲戚朋友们能够一起来认识这位伟大的神。
When we share the gospel, we desire our friends and our family members to come to know this great and awesome God.
建立跟他之间该有的关系。
To restore the rightful relationship you ought to have with God.
而且更宝贵的是。
But what is even more precious?
竟然可以得到这位伟大的神，他的生命在基督里赐给我们。
I can receive this God, His great and wonderful life.Through His Son Jesus Christ in me,
让我可以过完全不一样的生活。
That I can live a day, I can live my days completely different.
我再说关系与生命啊。
I say again, relationship and life.
所以我第一个点要讲的，神爱世人，甚至把他的独生子赐给我。
The very first point, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son.
啊，我今天没有时间去讲，很关键的一个神学思想，就是宇宙中只有独一的真神，一个，只有一位。
Again, I don't have the time to articulate the understanding why in the universe there is one true God.
但是他却有三个位格啊。
But he has three distinct persons.
这是圣经上所说的三位一体的神学观念。
And the scripture teaches us and tells us about the concept of the triune God.
他用圣父来表达那位看不见的宇宙的主宰。
And the Holy Father is to express the one who cannot be seen.
他用圣子。就是人可以看得到可以摸得着的一个方式出现在人的中间就是耶稣基督。
The Holy Son is the personhood whom we can touch, we can handle, we can see that has come into our world.
然后圣灵他是个灵我们也是看不到的。
And the Holy Spirit whom we cannot see with our physical eyes.
这个真理太奥秘也不是我今天可以讲的我只是先告诉你们。所以神爱世人甚至把他的独生子赐给我们其实还是同一位神。
And the profound mystery of the triune God is not something I can articulate today, but when we talk about God giving His Son, it is the same true God, one God.
但是他们却有不同的位格。
But they have three distinct persons.
所以当耶稣来到地上的时候
So when Jesus came into the world,
他说从来没有人见过神只有父怀里的独生子把他给彰显出来。
No one has ever seen God, only the beloved Son has revealed Him to us.
他用人可以了解的语言用人可以了解的方式他也活着带着肉身跟我们一样在地上过生活。
He used a language, He used a means of living, He used His flesh, His body, as He lives through His days.
让我们能够借着他认识神是怎样的神。
That through His life, through Him, we may know who God is.
对不起，我只能讲到这。然后这节经文，我们一起来读一遍，好吧？
Let's come and read these verses, this verse together.
这是让英文先。
We'll start with English first. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him,should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved.
Okay, 我们中文也来读一遍。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪。乃是要叫世人因他得救啊！在我们回头讲十六节之前，我多加了十七节放上来。
I included verse 16 and verse 17 here together.
啊，我希望所有的福音朋友，你们也能够了解，神并不是喜欢来定罪、来审判我们这些无用、渺小的人。
I want every gospel friend to understand that God.Does not take pleasure and come and bring judgment onto sinners.
他来并不是来骂我们、责备我们，我们是罪人，是罪人。
He did not come to scold us, to continually remind us, "You are a sinner, you are a sinner, you are a sinner."
虽然这是 任何得救的人必须经过的一关。
It is a process that every person who is redeemed and saved would understand and have to go through.
但是耶稣来的目的不是要定我们的罪，那是要叫我们因他得救。
But Jesus Christ, he came not to condemn us, but through him we might be saved.
所以我们说耶稣是人类奇妙的救主 a wonderful savior.
This is the reason why we say that Jesus is the wonderful savior of the world.
他来不是要来当教主，要劝你为善，要逼你为善。要指出你的错，要责备你。
He did not simply come to be a leader over a religion to come and point out every aspect of your life that is wrong.
他来乃是因为看到我们陷在罪恶中，陷在各样的痛苦中，他要来救我们，所以他叫救主。
And he sees that we are sinking in the miry clay or the miry sin that we are in, so he comes to deliver and to save us. That's why he's called the Savior.
我们不需要教主，我们需要救主。
We do not need a leader over a religion. We need a Savior.
好，我们现在回到十六节，他说：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的。”不至灭亡，反得永生。
So we come to verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
在这里我们要特别注意到短短的这一节里面告诉这个爱的伟大。
And this short verse in itself tells us how grand is this love.
第一个，这个爱是为的普世的人，为的所有的罪人。
Number one, this love is for the entire world.
也不光为了我们已经信耶稣的，也包括在座所有你还没信耶稣的。
It's not just for those who are already believers, but for everyone in the world.
救恩不分男女老幼，你聪明还是你没有读过书，所有的这些，所有的人，神都爱。
God's salvation has nothing to do with age, nothing to do with gender, has nothing to do with how much knowledge you possess. He loves us.
第二个，这个爱不仅有爱，它是有行动的爱。
And not only this love, tells us that he's one of great love, but this love has action.
他把他独生的爱子赐给我们。
And this action is he gave his only begotten son.
光嘴巴讲爱，只有在言语和舌头上，却没有行为和诚实上，这是圣经。否定的爱。
If we simply love in words, but we do not love in action, this is something what the scripture speaks against.
所以神的爱是有行动的。
So we see foremost, God's love has action.
他不光爱世人，而且他把他儿子给我。
Not only does he love the world, he loved with an action that he gave his only son.
第三个，这个行动是需要代价的，这个代价是极大的。
Thirdly,
所以需要极大的爱才付得出的这个行动的。
This action is costly. It's tremendously costly, and it because of a tremendous love enables God to do what he did.
所以他说，甚至将他的独生子。
That he gave his only begotten son.
这个爱大到一个地步，他把他独生的爱子赐给了罪人。
It is his love is so immense that he would give his son to sinners.
大概三十年前，我们教会刚开工不久，曾经请过人来我们中间传福音。
About 30 years ago, when our church just started, I invited some preachers to come and share the gospel in our midst.
有一个传道人曾经举了一个例子
啊。This the speaker gave this an example.
他说有一个在郊外，在一个河边，铁路的管理员。
There was a conductor that was watching the railroad by out in the wilderness.
他可能不是 conductor， 他是在管那个铁桥什么时候收起来，什么时候放回来。
Yeah, he's the person that is watching the lifting of the gate and the lowering of the gate at that river.
因为旁边有一条河，常常都有船进进出出，所以。铁桥是举起来的。
So because that river is a passageway for many transportation for boats, so the bridge or the rail is often erected.
当火车要来的时候，他接到通知，他就要赶快把铁桥放下来。
And when he hears the message or that a train is coming, then he will lower that bridge.
有一天，他孩子放假，他带他一起去上班。
So one day his child was on vacation, and he took his child to work with him.
本来孩子都在他旁边。
And the kids usually is just around him.
当他接到通知要放下桥的时候，突然发现他的孩子卡在那个机器齿轮的里面。 滑下去了。
And so when he got the notification that a train was coming, he was about to lower the bridge, but he discovered his kid fell in the gear box of this bridge.
他根本来不及下去救他。
He did not have the time to go and rescue his son.
因为火车要来了。
Because the train is coming.
所以在他这个时候里面有一个很大的挣扎。
And so within his heart, there's a great wrestling and a struggle.
我要救我的孩子呢, 我还是要救整车的乘客。
Do I save my son or do I save everyone that's on the train?
刚刚这个故事听起来是让人很难过的啊。
And this story, you hear it, it gives you great pain.
这个父亲在他最痛苦的时候, 他必须做出一个决定。
And this father, at the very dire moment, he had to make a decision.
他只好狠下心的把这个
And he went and lowered the bridge. And he saw his son's life being sacrificed. And so as he was wailing and weeping, he saw the train go by.
里面的乘客照样吃喝谈笑, 没有人知道他付了这么大的代价。
And he saw all the occupants of that train. Everybody was eating, laughing, and they had no idea what had just happened.
一个痛苦在那里呼喊说, 难道你们不知道我为了你们失了我的儿子，你们没有感觉吗？
And he cried out with a loud voice, and he says, "Do you not know I sacrificed my son for you?"
这个故事当然是因为孩子或者父亲的疏忽造成的。
And because maybe the story had happened because the negligence of the father or because of this child.
是一个无可奈何的局面下发生的悲剧。
And it happened as a tragedy that happened in the state of helplessness.
但是神爱我们。 他不欠我们。
But God loves us. He does not owe us anything.
他是甘心乐意的把他的独生儿子赐给了我们。
He willingly gave his son for us.
让我们免得沉沦, 让我们得救了。
That we would not perish, that we would be saved.
所以亲爱的朋友们, 我希望你们不要轻看 当基督徒跟你讲耶稣为我们在十字架上流血舍命的这件事情。
Dear friends, I ask that you do not easily despise this message of the gospel that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you.
这么伟大的爱跟这么沉重的代价是有一个目的的。
This great love, this great price has a purpose.
是叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
So that all those who would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
所以你我接着讲到我的第五点。
And this fifth point that I have to come to
面对这么伟大的爱, 我们是需要回应的。
And before such a great love, it needs a response from us.
他才能领导我们。
In order for that to come to you.
他说凡信他的,
so whoever, whosoever believes in him,
就不至灭亡, 反得永生。
Should not perish, but have everlasting life.
这个点我等一下会回来。
I'll come back to this point.
所以短短的一节圣经,
so a very short verse.
告诉我们这个爱是普及万民的。
That this love is for all people.
告诉我们这个爱是有行动的, 是有代价的。
That this love has a price, it has an action.
告诉我们这个代价跟行动是极大的代价。
That this price is a costly price.
而这个爱的目的是为了救我们。
And the purpose of this love and this action is that you would be saved.
而我们要能够有份于它，必须在信心里面来回应。
And for us to be in part or partake of this love, we need to respond in faith.
那我们如何来回应, 我等一下会来讲。
And I'll come and talk about how do we respond in faith.
那我先插进来, 简简短短地讲一个圣经里面非常重要的事情。
And I want to take the time to talk about an illustration in scripture, a very important illustration.
所以我刚才那节经文, 我在这里放了基督在中间, 好像有一个婴孩为我们而生。
And so this picture, Christ is in the middle, preceding that, a child was born for us.
希望我们的注意力不是只注重在圣诞节，尤其圣诞节，没有人知道是哪一天。
And I want to ask everybody here in the room that our focus in this month, not simply on that very first image that a child was born, particularly we do not know the exact date when Christ was born.
我们也能够记得耶稣为我们上的哥哥他在那里为我们流血舍命。
But that we can also remember in this season that he went on to Golgotha and gave his life for us.
这一切是为了让我们有份于神给我们的伟大的救恩。
And so all of these things happen so that we may be a partaker, or we may have something to do with this wonderful salvation that God has accomplished.
所以救恩不光只是为了叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So this salvation is not merely so that we would not perish, but have eternal life.
永生不是时间的问题。
I want to declare to everyone, eternal life is not something that is related to time.
不是我们佛家说的上西天的概念。
It is not this concept of we go into heaven.
永生是 everlasting life， 它是一个从永远到永远的一个伟大的生命。
This term everlasting life speaks of the nature of this life. It is from beginning to the end.
就是神的生命啊。
It is the very life of God.
就是耶稣基督的生命。
It is the life of Jesus Christ.
所以当我信了耶稣，我得到了永生，永生从现在就开始了。
So when I receive Jesus, I receive eternal life. Eternal life begins now.
它让我有一个全新的生命，开始过全新的生活。
It gives me a brand new life that I can live a brand new day.
让我能够为着神造我的目的而活着。
That I would be able to live for the very purpose by which God has created me for.
让我可以活出人活着的最高的目的和价值。
That I can live out the highest purpose and the value that God has for man.
每一个人在地上都有自己生活的目标。
As I know every single one of us, we have our goals.
你的目标决定了你的结局。
Your goals will dictate your end.
但是我们既然是神所造的
But if we are created by God,
那我们就应该来明白神为什么造我们
We ought to understand why were we created.
好让我们人生的目标能够 align with, 能够对齐神造我们的目的
So that our purpose, our goal in life may align with the purpose by which we are created.
这样子的话我们在地上还是一样的过好像跟别人一样的生活。
So seemingly as we go through our days, we're living like no different than the rest of the world.
但是我们的标杆我们的意义和价值完全不一样。
But our goal, our purpose, our meaning is completely different.
所以整个万有和人类受到的目的和价值都是为了神的旨意和他的荣耀。
So the purpose and the value of all creation is wholly for God's will and His glory.
所以人如果没有找到这个意义和价值的时候，其实是很辛苦的。
So when man has not come and discovered God's will and His purpose, then it is very hard to live through this life.
就算你自己觉得你活得很有成就。
So even when you feel that, hey, I live a pretty successful life.
其实在神的眼中
I'll be honest with you, in the eyes of God,
我们的结局早定了。
Our end has already been written.
我很喜欢，这个是讲到不知道人活着为什么哈。
And so here it tells us that man do not understand what he's living for.
中国有一位作家叫莫言，2012年拿到诺贝尔文学奖。
There was an author in 2012. He received a Nobel Prize for Literature.
他用很幽默的笔法形容人生。
This author was from China, and he was able to describe life in a very comical way.
四个阶段跟刚才圣诞老公公有点像。
And he described it with these four stages, very much similar to how I described the stage of being a Santa Claus to you.
不喜欢上学，不喜欢上班。
I don't like to go to school. I don't like to go to work.
然后不喜欢上医院，已经到了我这种年纪了。
And I don't like to go to the hospital.
最后不喜欢上西天。
And then the very end, I do not want to go to heaven.
当然他是用幽默的笔法来形容人，但的确是很多人的情形。
And he uses these funny illustrations to kind of illustrate our stages in life, but it does describe most of us.
我常常没有办法肯定我人生活着是为着什么。
And oftentimes, if you cannot affirm why, what am I living for?
就好像一棵圣诞树一样。
It's just like a Christmas tree.
当它被砍下来的那一天。
The moment the tree is cut.
它已经跟生命的源头脱节了。
That tree has been severed from the source of its life.
枯干跟最后丢在火里焚烧是它必然的结局。
Being dried out and being cast into the fire is its end.
虽然中间你可以用各式各样的东西去点缀它。
But before that actually happens, you can dress up this tree very elegantly.
你可以用很好的学位、很好的成就、很好的家、一窝的孩子，一个挂上去。
And you can have all of your accolades, all of your success, all of your education, all of your degrees, and maybe a whole brood of kids that could be decorating your life, your tree.
早晚有一天都要拿下来，你被丢掉了。
But sooner or later, one day, all the ornaments is going to come down, that tree is going to be cast away.
所以我们需要在短暂的人生中找到生命的意义和价值。
So in this short period, what we call life,We need to come and understand the purpose and the reason why we live.
那我们没有时间讲，我只弄圣经上讲的两件事，但这两件事欢迎你们以后回来继续听。
And again, I don't have a whole lot of time this morning. I want to mention these two things. I invite all of you to come back and continue to hear it.
第一个是为着神的旨意。
Number one, we talk about for the will of God.
这么伟大的神做每一件事情都有目的。
This great and awesome God, he does everything with purpose.
我们称他为神的旨意。
And we call it the will of God.
所以人被他所造，他造人是带着目的的。
So when he created man, he created man with a purpose.
所以我们活的最高的价值就活出他造我的目的。
So the greatest value and the worth of this life is when we live out why we are created.
就像一个电灯泡它被造了。
Just like a light bulb when it's being made and created.
它的目的是为了成装电以至于可以发光达到它受造的目的。
The purpose of this light bulb is that it can draw electricity and give forth light and give light in the darkness. That is its purpose.
所以当它被造以后它不肯承受电不肯发光，它就白照了。
So when this light bulb one day says, "No, I don't want any electricity to pass through me," then it will not be able to give light, and it's lost its purpose as why it was made.
第二个是为了神的荣耀。
Number two, we are created for God's glory.
我就很简短讲这两件非常重要的事情。
And so these two very important things I want to articulate to all of you.
以前我们教会刚开工的时候，礼拜五聚会，我自己负责带福音组啊。
So when our church first started, we were very small, and I was responsible for the gospel group.
有一次跟福音朋友聊到神为什么造人。
So I started talking to some of the guests in that group to talk about why did God create man.
我不能讲那么多复杂的神学东西，我就告诉他说两件事情记得。
And I couldn't talk through all of the theology, but I gave him two points to remember.
我是神造我们，要我们成为他爱和恩典的对象。
And God created us so that we may be the object of His love and His grace.
所以你在创世纪看见伊甸园，伊甸园叫做快乐园啊。神把所有的东西造好了，然后才造人。
So you discover that as God formed the Garden of Eden, which means the Garden of Joy, and it is after God has created all things, then God created man.
所以园中所有的东西你都可以吃。
So everything in the garden you can enjoy and possess.
除了中间那棵树。
Except for one tree.
所以。我说这是第一个。
So this is number one.
就一个爸爸妈妈再有成就，他总是希望说有个爱的对象能够把我的丰富跟他分享。
So no matter how prosperous a couple may be, they always desire that there's an object by which they can lavish their love and is to have a child.
当我讲到第二个目的是为了神的荣耀。
And when I talk about the second point for God's glory.
我记得当时有一个人说。我就知道，我就知道。
And so I remember one of the gospel friends. I knew it. I knew it. That's what he said.
神造人还是要利用人，对不对
？God created man so that they would use man. He would use man.
为了要荣耀他嘛。
Is to bring him glory.
我就说，我跟他很熟。我说你是外行人，说外行话。
And I was very close with him. I said, "You're an outsider. You're speaking things you don't understand."
神造我们成为他爱的对象是他的爱。
And he created us to be the object of his love because of his love.
神造我们是为了他的荣耀，是要更大的爱。
When God created us for His glory, that's an even greater love.
因为只有神是荣耀。
Because God Himself alone is glory.
他自己的生命是荣耀，他的作为是荣耀。
His life is glorious. Well, His deeds are glorious.
人要能够为着神的荣耀，你必须得着神的生命。能够来经历神的作为。
For you to be able to be a part of His glory, you need to possess His life so that you may do what He can do.
那是一个更大的爱啊。
That is a far greater love.
我今天有爱心帮助一个乞丐，给他一点钱，给他一点饭吃。
And if I have compassion towards someone who's homeless and I gave him a little bit of what I have,
我可能已经被旁边人说你怎么这么有爱心了。
And somebody who would watch me and the way I lavish what I gave to this man, they would say, "Oh, you're full of love already."
但是接纳他，接到家里，把他当孩子，培养他，教育他，把一生的产业交给他，这叫更大的爱。
But for me to take this child who's homeless and bring him home and call him my own son and give him all of my possessions, that is a far greater love.
这就是圣经上说的，神在基督耶稣里把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
And this is what the scripture meant when it says that all the blessings of the heavenly places has been given to us through His Son, Jesus Christ.
让我们成为他爱的对象。
That we may be the object of His love.
然后圣经也说，神把他本性，他的性情。 在基督里面赐给我。
And the scripture also tells us that he has given us the very character, the nature of his life to us through his son Jesus Christ.
让我们有份于这个伟大的生命。
That we may have part with this wonderful life.
这就是我一再讲的关系与生命。
And this is what I kept talking about. This gospel has everything to do with relationship and life.
神的儿子恢复了我们跟神该有的关系，让我们可以来承受祝福。
The son of God restored our relationship with our heavenly father that we may be recipient of his blessings.
神的儿子成为我们的生命，让我们有份于可以活出神荣耀。
The Son of God has now become our life, that we may now live out the glorious life of God.
实在讲不完哈。
And I could go on and on and on.
所以光我们这个肉身短暂的生命都很可贵啊。
So this short period of what we call life is so precious.
更不要说神把永远的生命赐给我。
Not to say God has now given us eternal life.
所以圣经上说，人就算赚得全世界。
The scripture also tells us, if we have gained the whole world,
却赔上自己的生命有什么益处？
But loses his own soul, what has he gained?
我想我们稍微认真一点去注意一下的话，很多人都是在很年轻的时候说走就走。
And if I want to be honest with everyone, when we look at life, there are a lot of people that have passed when they were still very young.
我们也没有一个人知道自己有多久。
Not a single one of us who sit here today would know how many more days we still have left.
中国有一句话说，好死不如赖活，我不知道怎么翻译。
There's a Chinese saying that
你还能活着比你
it's better to live a lousy life than
you die very honor, so 就是你很荣誉的死掉。
And then to die of great honor.
不信，大家自己说，如果今天给你用美国或是中国的国葬典礼。葬礼，但是今天要结束，你愿不愿意？
So I want to ask everybody, if you have a state burial today, the entire nation is watching you're going away today, would you want to die today?
我相信我们都很珍惜现有的生命，除非是一个很不得了、很高贵的原因。
I think we all treasure this life, unless it is for a very, very noble cause.
所以神把生命留给我们，把他的生命给我们，就是叫我们过不一样的生活。
So when God has given us His life, He enabled us to live a different life.
所以神的儿子降世，其实就是为了恢复这个。
So Jesus Christ came to the world to restore this for us.
在让我们在基督里面成为新造的人。
That in Christ we may be a new creation.
我们原来是属地的生命，像一只鸡的生命。
We used to be the life of a chicken that can only walk on the earth.
我们接触的范围都是属地的。
The boundary, the extent of what we can touch is all on the earth.
我们立志行善，就像这只鸡想飞起来到一个高的境界，我们发现我们做不到。
We desire to do what is good, just like a chicken desiring to fly, you can never fly.
你可以立志行善，你可以羡慕属天。你羡慕高峰，但是你达不到。
You can will to do good, you can will to soar, but you cannot soar.
所以有的人说，很多的哲学家、理想家都把一个理想的境界告诉你，但是那条路跟达到那个高峰需要的生命和力量却没有给我们。
So a lot of philosophers would give us the image of what it means to live in that state of pinnacle, but they cannot give us a way as to how we would be able to do that.
但是在基督里我们却得着了。
But in Christ we received it.
所以我在圣经上讲了四件事情。
And so again, these four new things.
我今天只能简单带过去哈。
And very quickly, I can just mention them.
在基督里，我们恢复了跟神该有的关系。
In Christ, we restored our relationship to God.
这是不得了的事情。
This is something that is enormous.
圣经告诉我们，在基督里，我们不仅仅免去了神的愤怒。
And so the scripture tells us that not only in Christ have we been able to flee from the wrath of God.
我们因信被称义。
But by faith, we are justified.
然后我们可以与神和好。
And that we can be reconciled with God.
然后我们可以进而以神为乐。
And that the Lord would be our joy.
我们的喜乐竟然来自于神。
And then our joy would come from the Lord God himself.
这是这个世界不能给的，也是这个世界不能夺去的。
This is something that this world cannot give and it cannot take away from us.
第二个，在基督里我得着了新的生命。
Secondly, we talk about having received this new life in Christ.
刚才说过，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That all those
everlasting life.
Who would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life.
第三个，有新的生命，让我过新的生活。
Thirdly, with this new life, I can live a brand new way, a whole new way of living.
所以今天要受浸的，圣经上说，受浸归入基督，
And the scripture tells it for all those who are getting baptized today.
让我们归入他的死。
You are actually baptized into Christ. You're baptized into his death.
好叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
That in every manner of your living, of your life, you have a newness of life.
所以基督教很不基督徒很很有福的一件事情。
So one of the most blessed things for Christians.
就是信仰的这种境界不是只有在教会发生的。
And so, the reality of their faith doesn't just simply happen here in this building.
它可以在我们最平凡的生活上。
And the most ordinary things in their lives.
所以圣经上告诉我们，你们无论做什么，或吃或喝，都可以为着荣耀神而行。
And again, the scripture tells you, no matter what you do, whether it's eating or drinking, they can glorify God.
所以这么伟大的信仰，这么伟大的救恩。这么伟大的生命可以在我最平凡的生活中来经历它。
This wonderful faith, this wonderful salvation is something that I can experience in the most ordinary things of my day.
所以它是非常入世而且非常落地的。
And it is a very solid, it is something that can be actualized.
最后让我能够带着新的人生的标杆，新的价值观，过不一样的生活。
Lastly, I can have a new set of values and goals to live out the rest of my days.
我刚刚开头说时间过得好快，一下到十二月。
And I said earlier, how quickly time flies, and we're in the month of December already.
那我现在发现时间也过得好快，我的讲章时间已经到了。
And I find that time also went by very quickly. I'm at the end of my message.
可是我刚刚开始讲到神爱世人的时候。
And when I declare to all of you, for God so loved the world.
它结束在第五点。
He ended on the fifth point.
他在叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
说到需要用信心来回应这件事情。
You need to respond with faith concerning what God has done.
就是如果你不信他的话，我今天所有讲的东西跟你没有。
If you do not believe in who he is and what he has done, then everything that I said has nothing to do with you.
但关键是什么叫信他。
And so the question, the criticality is, what is it to believe in him?
所以刚才我们今天的主题叫做有一子赐给我们。
And the theme of this message, unto us a son is given.
他愿意把永生，把跟神这么荣耀的关系都赐给我们。
And he's given us his son.A glorious, wonderful relationship he desired to have with us.
他要把一个最崇高而且具有永恒意义和价值的生活赐给我。
He wants to give us a life that has the highest value, the highest purpose.
让我们从追求地上的成功和人的肯定，变成追求有意义、有价值与神的肯定。
From pursuing from the world perspective of what is success and an affirmation to what he would call successful and his affirmation.
关键在于我们怎么回应他。
The criticality has everything to do with how we respond.
所以圣经有一句话我借他过来。
And so I borrow a particular verse from scripture.
耶稣说看哪我在门外叩门。
And Jesus says, behold, I am outside knocking.
他从来不强迫进到我们的心中。
He will never forcefully enter into our lives.
这个门开不开在于我们。
Whether you will open this door or not has everything to do with your decision.
接不接受他在于我们。
Whether you want to receive him depends on you.
我刚刚问了，到底什么叫信他？
And I asked the question, what does it mean to believe in him?
所以我把经文列在这里，当作大家一个参考。
So I here list the scripture for you to ponder and consider.
约翰福音第一章十二节到十三节。
John chapter 1, verse 12 through 13.
他说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。
That as many as received him,To them, he gave the right to become children.
怎么样子向神表达我愿意信？
How do I express to him I'm willing to believe?
就是当我听见叩门的时候。
So when I hear a knocking.
所以经历上来说，就是当我里面有感动的时候。
Experientially, what that means is something is beginning to stir in your heart right now.
我愿意打开我的心。
I want to open up my heart.
因为这个举动本身就是信心。
Because this very act is an act of faith.
如果晚上有一个完全你不认识的人突然去敲你的门你不敢随便开门。
If someone who comes knocking on your door in the middle of the night and you don't know this person,
因为你不知道他是谁。
You wouldn't want to open this door because you don't know who that person is.
但是也许我去敲门、不要讲我你弄不好你也不敢开。找个 你很熟的人去敲你的门。
But if someone you know very well comes knocking on your door,
你一看说哎呀老张来了马上开门。
Oh, Mr. Chang is at the door. I open the door.
因为你对他有这个信任。
Because you know this person, you trust this person.
开门本身就是一个信任的行动。
So the act of opening this door means that there's a mutual trust.
所以神把救恩这么伟大的救恩做得这么简单，让人接受。
So God has made such wonderful salvation so simple for man to receive.
只要我们肯承认我需要耶稣，我需要认识这位伟大的全能的神，永在的父。
As long as I acknowledge that I need to know this everlasting Father, this great and awesome God.
他就要为我们带来和睦，让我们与神和好。
He will bring about this reconciliation between us and God.
让我们开始过完全不一样的生活。
That again, we can live a complete different life.
所以关键是在于我们如何来回应神所给我们的耶稣基督。
And the criticality is how do we respond with the Jesus Christ that is given to us?
这个孩子2000年前为我们诞生。
This child about 2000 years ago was born for us.
2000年前为我们舍命在十字架上。
And then very soon after he grew and died on the cross for us.
他今天仍然在说看哪我在门外叩门。
And today,He is still crying out, Behold, I am outside knocking.
凡愿意接待他的,
All those who are willing to let me in.
这就是一个信心的举动,
is an act of faith.
他说我要进到他里面,
is that I will enter.
他要把神的, 成为神权柄的这个赐给我们。
And he will give us the authority that God has given us.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天或是朋友们，我们对主一个很重要的回应。
So brothers and sisters, all the friends who are attending this morning, this is a very important response that we need to have with the Lord.
不光已经自称是基督徒或是信主很多年的。
Not only those who are, you call yourself a Christian or you believe in the Lord for a long time.
我们要需要真正的、更深的来认识所得着的福音。
We really need to have a firmer and deeper grasp.
能够活出这个福音所要带给我们的。
That we may live out what this gospel has brought to us.
因为人们不光是要听见福音、听见耶稣，人们要看见福音、看见耶稣。
Because the world does not simply need to hear the gospel; they need to see the gospel of Jesus Christ.
同样，所有还没信的，我也希望今天你能够像我们从前一样。
So again, if there are any who are here that have not yet put your faith in Jesus Christ, then you would be like us.
这么多的基督徒原来都是一样的，无神论的、多神论的、不信主的。
So many of us were atheists, and we did not believe in God. We were far away from Him.
有一天被圣灵感动的时候，我们打开心。我们成了神的儿女。
And it was our story that one day, because the Holy Spirit moved our hearts and we opened up our hearts and we became a child of God.
这样子的经历和救恩不仅让我们这一辈子不后悔。
And this experience, this salvation, none of us have a regret.
甚至让我们愿意人生重来一遍的话，我会把这个放在 number one.
And if I want to redo this life again, if I could, this would be the number one thing listed in my life.
我们请低头祷告。
Can I ask everybody? Well, let's bow our heads. Let's pray.
我想这是一个关乎你生命、你人生中非常重要又神圣的一个时刻。
And this is a very important.And a very precious moment pertaining to your life.
救恩在基督里早已经做成。
Salvation has already been finished in Christ.
神的爱早已经向我们显明。
God's love has already been revealed to us.
关键在于我们如何来回应他。
The criticality is how do we respond to such love?
我不晓得我们中间有没有福音朋友在。
I don't know if there are any gospel friends that are here today.
如果你愿意回应神对我们这样一个伟大的爱。
If you're willing to respond to this wonderful love of God,
你也承认愿意接受耶稣做我们的救主。
And you also want to receive and acknowledge that he would be your savior.
你可以在位置上把手举起来。
And right where you are sitting right now, you can just lift up your hand.
你不要管别人，这是关乎你自己的事情。
And I tell everybody, you don't need to care about the people that are around you. This is between you and God. It has everything to do with you.
有没有这样子的人，请你在位置上把手举起来。
Is there anyone like this? You want to raise your hand?
告诉耶稣说，我听见你，我愿意打开心，我愿意接你进来。
Tell Jesus, Jesus, I hear you knocking. I'm willing to open up my heart and let you in.
虽然我还有很多地方不认识你，圣经也没读过，但是我愿意先接受你。
And then maybe I don't know you that well yet. I haven't read through the Bible, but something in my heart, I said I want to believe in you.
我最后再问一次啊，这是一个难得 宝贵的机会、
啊、I'll ask one more time. This is a very rare and precious moment.
你愿不愿意接受这位伟大的神他所赐给我们的救恩？
Are you willing to receive this wonderful God to be your Savior?
愿意的话，请把手举起来。
If you're willing, raise your hand.
感谢主，还有没有？感谢主，
还有没有？ Anybody else?
还有没有？
Anyone else?
还有没有？
Is there anyone else?Praise God.
主，我们每一个人都需要你。
Lord, every single one of us needs you.
不光还没信你的需要耶稣，连我们信你的，我们天天都需要耶稣。
Not just those who haven't believed in Jesus needs Jesus, but every single one of us, every single day, we need Jesus.
让我们不仅在基督里来经历这伟大的生命。
Not only in Jesus Christ will we begin to experience this wonderful life.
也让我们在基督里享受与神之间该有的关系。
That in Jesus Christ, we may have the right relationship with God.
更让我们活出基督徒该有的见证。
That we may be able to live out the testimony that a Christian ought to have.
我们为着刚刚举手的，或是想举手还不敢举手的，我们都为他们祷告。
Lord, for those who have lifted their hands, we pray for them, and we pray for all those who are still struggling right now.
叫人得救的乃是你。
It is you who caused man to run to you.
我们把他们继续交在你的手中。
We continue to commit them into your keeping.
祝福他们。
Bless them.
保守他们。
Watch over them.
让我们在今生的路上，无论如何，我们一定要接受耶稣。
That in this pathway of life, that at some point they would come to receive you.
主啊，不要越过我们，不要越过我们中间的任何一个人。
Well, don't pass us by. Don't pass anyone by.
把他们一生都交在你的手中。
We commit their entire life into your hands, God.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.